Hello everyone, it's Andrew Hamilton here from Zappable. I'm joined today by Eric Dugan. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing great, Andrew, I'm doing great.
Great, that's good to hear. Well, as you know, this is another one of our customer case studies. What we'll do, we'll just start off with the same sort of range of questions. And Eric, if you could just begin maybe by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from the United States, 68 years old. Like everybody else, kind of bounced around from the job market to job market. Eventually got married in Pennsylvania, and my wife and I started a manufacturing company, and we ran it for 25 years. We sold it, and I retired at 62, and we kind of knocked around the world for a couple of years and, you know, did what most people do. And after a while, you get to the point that, you know, you can only travel so much and see so much, it's time to come home and figure out what it is you're going to do. At the same time, the markets kind of dropped. We were in real estate, and the real estate market went upside down. So our retirement was not looking like we had thought it was going to be. And so we're like most people that's retired. We're kind of looking and hoping that the money doesn't run out before you know, our life does.
Sure.
And so we decided that I should do something. And it was me. It was her that said that we should figure out that you should do something.
Awesome. And there we go. Okay, great. Well, on to Zappable now, Eric, I suppose. So how long have you been with Zappable? Have you been with us for quite a while?
I've been with you since the beginning.
The very beginning.
So I've been with a year.
Brilliant. Lovely. Lovely to hear. And within that time, how many apps then have you created and successfully sold so far?
Actually, seven. I've created a couple others, but they were demos, and I did create one that was free. My first one, after looking at the training videos over and over and over, because technology-wise, I'm not the greatest in the world. When I ran my business, my technology was a typewriter. And then, of course, later on, we had a couple of PCs that the girls used for accounting and all that stuff. And I could just barely turn them on and try to figure out what was going on. And then just kind of walked away from it. And I did what I did. And they did what they did. But whenever we got to the point that I needed to figure out some more income, I had talked to a lot of people. And I seen on the internet that a lot of them were making money. And so I set out and started buying lots of programs like everybody else. And some of them I understood, some of them I didn't understand. All in all, I spent about $6,000 in 3 years and didn't make a dime.
Right.
Didn't make a dime and was pretty discouraged. And along comes Zappa.
Excellent. Excellent.
And Zappa. And the first webinar that I looked at it and I said, well, that looks pretty easy. But like everything else, I said to myself, you know, can I do that? Can I really do that? And then so I started doing some research, and it took me a day or so to do some research. And what I discovered was that people are going to need apps. Businesses, 10 years ago, they needed a website. Today, they need an app.
That's it.
And because 72% of the information is done on a cell phone. And that, to me, kind of jolted a little something in my head, and I said, you know, there's something to this. So I went out and I found my first customer who ran a restaurant that we go to all the time, and I figured if I screwed it up, she wouldn't beat me up too bad.
I caught you.
So I went in, I charged her $1,500, and of course a $45 a month fee for the month, each month. And I set it up, and took me a little while to build the app, and I went back and forth for a couple times with it, and finally got something that she really liked, and I was off and running.
Brilliant.
And I made first $1,500 in 3 years. That's the first time I've made any money.
Oh, excellent.
I'm so excited.
Oh, that's really lovely to hear. That really is. That's excellent. Awesome. So that was one of your apps then was... restaurant, have you tended to stay to the restaurant niche, or have you kind of moved to different ones?
No, actually, I was telling a couple of friends that I was building these apps for demos and stuff, and I have quite a few people in network marketing, different network marketing companies, that I've been associated with through the years. And one of them come to me and said, can you build me an app? And I said, sure. And because they were a friend, I charged them $1,000 and, of course, the monthly fee. And then I ended up building three altogether for three different network marketing companies. Hmm. And charged them all $1,000, and they're all on the $45 deal. Mm-hmm. My next app was a car dealer that I happened to know. And he, same thing, he heard that through somebody that I was building an app and called me and said, can you build something for me? And I did. Mm-hmm. And he was very pleased. Same thing, I charged him $1,045. Then through the restaurant, a patron come in and it said, you know, I like your app. Can you tell me where you got it made? And he happened to be a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. And I'm currently building that app for him now. I got half up front. I charged him $1,000. I got half up front, so I'm working on that one. Mm-hmm. And then I've got another friend that came to me that was heard I was doing some stuff, and he has a stop smoking clinic in St. Louis, Missouri, and he asked me if I would build him something, and I said yes. Now, as a friend, he can't really afford all this other stuff, new business. So with him, I partnered a little bit, did a couple things, and then I charged him $100 a month for 10 months.
Uh-huh. Oh, good stuff.
So no real niche that I'm going in so far. Although I took a newspaper ad here in my hometown, and I looked at a bunch of car dealerships, and I thought, well, I only do one app in one particular town, so I don't offend anybody. And
yeah.
So I made a couple apps for those. I'm getting ready to demo those.
Great.
So we'll see where that goes.
That's brilliant. That's really good. I love the way you haven't just stuck to one niche at all. You've kind of done quite a few for different ones. That's brilliant. Great. Okay. You kind of answered it a little bit in the last question, Eric. But looking, do you directly tend to approach your clients then, or I know there was a bit of word of mouth went on there where a client approached you, but how do you generally tend to do it?
Well, first thing that when somebody asks me about it, I want to know, do they have a website?
Mm-hmm.
And if they have a website, I go and look at the website and see if it's, you know, up to date and what they're going to do. But most of the time, I sit down and say, this is what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
What I will do is I will build a little demo. And because they have the website, I'm able to do the great things and all the features that Zappa has. And I put together a little demo. And I put it on my Android telephone, and I either send them the link to it, or if I'm close by, I will go show it to them and demo it themselves. And then we tweak it. You know, we figure out what they like, what they don't like, and we just kind of build. And we can do that because Zappa's got so many features that it just makes it so easy to work with us.
Sure.
I'm really excited about Zappa and its future.
Uh-huh. No, it's great. Great to hear. And so have you sort of looked into doing any particular marketing activities to get customers or whatever, or?
You know, I know that I'm going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
I have an escaping program that goes out and looks at the websites and that kind of stuff. And I will eventually, probably in the next month or so, start doing that and start sending out emails and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Although, to me, I like cold calling, so it's easy for me to walk into a business and say, hi, I'm so-and-so, I can do this and this and this. And if I'm going to go, let's say, to another restaurant, I'm going to take the app that I've already got, kind of adapt it over, and I'm going to make a demo for them.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Mainly before I go in, so I got something to show and tell when I get there.
Mm-hmm. Well, credit to you that you've already sold so many. And you haven't really necessarily been needing to use marketing as such. You've kind of just done. That's great. That's really good. Because I think, the complexities of the marketing aspect and stuff can sometimes scare some people off. So it's great to hear that from you. With regards to pricing, again, I think you've already touched on this, but how do you tend to price your apps? Do you have a set price in particular, or do you go negotiate with your clients? Or?
I negotiate. And I look at what I think the client can pay. And of course, whether they're a friend or, how it is with friends, you always be a little easier. But my very first app, I figured out that what the price of Zappa was going to be, and I figured out what my time I thought was going to be, and then I actually tripled that price, and then that's what I went in with.
Great.
And then by selling the first app, that covered my first year of Zappa and all of what I thought was going to be my expenses, which it did. It covered all that. And, and so my very first app, I was in the good. Now, I also figured that if I build 7 or 8 or 9 apps, that's going to give me a little portfolio. Mm-hmm. It's going to give me some things that I need to go out and have some credibility with people. And at that point, I'm going to start raising my price. And I have a website. On the website, I have a $999 one. I have a $1,900 one. And I have a $3,000 app that has all the bells and whistles and all that stuff. And depending on the customer, I'll put that out to them as that's what it is. And then I can negotiate down with them or negotiate up, whichever I have to do.
Sure, sure. That's great. Excellent. Okay. And with regards to Zappable as a product then, is there anything in particular about Zappable that you really like, or do you have a favorite feature or two?
I do. I can build pretty much the whole app, in my opinion, with either the video gallery or the directory.
Mm-hmm.
And I build a lot of apps with the directory to start out with, and then I'll break them down as the individual if I have to. But I like the directory, and I think you can build a lot of things and do a lot of things with that. But my favorite of all these, which makes it, to me, the easiest to sell, is push notification. Mm-hmm. Been around a lot of sales, been around, you know, people selling stuff and all that, not selling myself, but people coming in trying to sell me stuff and all that. To me, the push notification that a customer can take either a discount or a car dealer may have maybe a special on brakes this week, or maybe he's got a special car or something, and he can type through push notification and send it out to both Android and to Apple and send that out, and then boom, it's instantly on somebody's telephone, and they read it, and it makes all the difference in the world now. And, you know, I like email, and I like all everything else, but to me, that is the most selling point. It's the best tool that Zappa's got in the toolbox. It's a great feature.
Sure, sure. Yeah, well, plenty of people agree with you. It's definitely one of our favorites as well. Okay, so have you had the opportunity to use support yet, and how did you find that with Zappable, and also the online community? Are you a part of that? Do you tend to utilize that a lot?
Yes, especially in the very beginning, I did an awful lot of back and forth with support, because the technology things, a lot of times you guys used, when I was listening to the webinars and stuff, you guys would use terms that I just didn't know what they were, to be honest. And so I would text support, and they would get back to me, because you guys were on the other side of the pond. I put up with the, you know, 24/72 hours.
Sure, sure.
And because I was anxious to get the answers and figure out what was going on. But guys have always been really great. And to me, that makes or breaks the company.
Good.
Of all the other things that I looked at, played with, did with, their support, when it comes to that, it was either pretty good or was non-existent. And this, you guys have been really, really great at all that. Yes. And the forum is would give me a short answer. And I love the forum, because you can go in, and if I got a problem, I know somebody else has had that problem or somebody's had something close to it. And they're really great. It's a great community. And they're able to give back some pretty quick information. And sometimes stuff that I would not even think would be the answer, and it comes back and I work with it. And so it's great. I love it.
Excellent. Good. Oh, that's brilliant. That's really music to our ears. That's excellent. Okay, then. So, Eric, to finish, final question, and it's my favorite. If you could give one piece of advice to any new Zappable members who want to sell their own apps, what would it be?
Well, I think that the technology that you guys got is already there. I call it a business in the box.
So not
too much concern with that. I think you need to if you're interested in making money, which I would think that's what you're doing, is to go look at the videos, buy the program, go look at the videos, play around with it, find somebody that you either know who runs some kind of business, and experiment with that person, with the app. Get something underneath your belt, and then take that passion and go out and run with it. I figure that, from what I said earlier, that people with webs had 10 years ago needed webs. I look at the apps, and I figure you're going to have between a 5-year and 10-year window that you're going to be able to make a lot of money and make a lot of people happy. Sure. So in my case, at 68, I figure I can go to 78, and that's going to supplement my income for a long time.
Sure.
And because I do it part-time, let's say I stay on tune with what I'm doing. Let's say I do 12 apps a year. That's $12,000. That's going to supplement my income big time.
Fantastic. Oh, it's really nice.
Don't let it sit on your desk. Get out there and do something.
Brilliant. Excellent. So big advice is take action. Get out, do it.
Take action, yep.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well, that's fantastic, Eric. Well, I'm out of questions, but I could talk to you all day. It's been a real pleasure. It really has. It's been lovely to hear some of your advice throughout that.
Well, thank you, Andrew. I appreciate you and appreciate your company. And I'm glad to do the call.
Thank you very much indeed. Cheers now, Eric.
Cheers.